They're back in the studio again to talk about pictures and Hollywood. It's Friday, of course, when we talk about movies. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. They are host and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome, guys.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
So, number one movie is Animal Movie. It's from the Wallet and Gromit folks. So, I'm very excited about Shaun the Sheep. Which is about the best impression of this film we can give you in radio. Tell us, Rafer.
Well, that's because there's no what you'd call talking in this film, not real dialogue. Remember, the Minions all spoke in kind of a babble. Mm-hmm. This film is even less verbal. It's mostly just sighing and kind of utterances like, and oh. So, but I think it kind of works. It'll obviously work internationally. It's a very cute, very charming movie. I love Aardman animation. I find it a little low-key. I found the mayhem in this film to be a little less explosive than I would have liked. But I think if you're a five-year-old who just wants to see the adventures of a little sheep in the big city having fun and running riot, you'll probably enjoy it.
An extension in the prelingual WALL-E genre, where you don't need English. Minions is number two, and this is number three. What did you think, Kristen?
Yeah, and also I think that if you are a child who likes the TV series, Shaun the Sheep is a TV series also, and if you like Wallace and Gromit, you're going to find all the animation just absolutely adorable. But I have to agree with Rafer. It's best suited to people who are five and possibly people who are like grandparents' age who are going to enjoy this. But all the other age groups, I keep thinking about the Minions and how frenetic and crazy and wacky and loud everything is. This is much calmer. It's very adorable, but not very exciting for those in between ages.
But it wasn't intended for them. So we would say this is a pretty positive review for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a hit, and I think that show does have a following mostly in England, but it'll be interesting to see if it can get traction here.
A lot of surprises here. Diary of a Teenage Girl, some performances and debuts. Let's have a...
My name is Minnie Getz. I'm recording this onto a cassette tape because my life has gotten really crazy of late. I had sex today. If you're listening to this without my permission, please stop now. Just stop.
I'm gonna kill you!
Great characters in this film, and very much a coming-of-age movie for girls. What did you think, Kristen?
Yeah, this is based on a very popular graphic novel of the same name. It centers on a 15-year-old girl who is emerging as a comic book artist herself, who is having her first sexual experiences, and it's really just an unapologetic look at the fact that a 15-year-old girl will want to have sex. It's not the American Pie version where she's just an object of crude jokes. She's going out there. She's trying what she wants to. Sometimes it meanders off in different directions that, you know, slowed the story down. But overall, I thought the film was really enjoyable, really smart, and gives you a lot to think about.
The plot's a bit of a reversal of The Graduate here.
Yeah, that's a good point. She winds up, I don't think this is a spoiler, she winds up sleeping with her mother's boyfriend, the mom, played by Kristen Wiig, who's actually very good, and the boyfriend is Alexander Skarsgård, who is also really great. I like this movie. I like the fact that it's set in San Francisco in the post-hippie era. The city looks great, and I like all the idea of the culture that this girl is in, where free love and experimentation and sort of breaking all the traditional American rules is in. That's what's cool, and that's what's hip. But, of course, it winds up getting her in a great deal of trouble. I agree with Kristen. It's cool to see a movie that does for girls what a lot of these movies do for men. They go off and have these sexual misadventures, and they grow up and learn something about themselves. I did feel that her behavior at times was a little disturbing. This is not a movie for your average preteen girl, I would say, or anyone younger than preteens. But there's something very interesting and very fresh about the film.
But if you like girls on TV, you would like this film or no?
There's a kinder heart to this than to girls. Yeah. Girls can be a little bit mean-hearted.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I think it's a kinder, gentler version of teenagehood.
The blockbuster Fantastic Four.
You basically ripped a hole in the fabric of space-time with unspecced components and no supervision.
Yeah, that was an accident.
And if by accident you upped the power, you would have created a runaway reaction that opened a black hole and swallowed the entire planet.
Well, I'm glad that didn't happen.
The first Fantastic Four was an ensemble that really didn't work. How about this one?
This one doesn't work either. Frankly, a lot of long speeches like the one you just heard. And I cannot believe I'm saying this, but there's not enough action in this movie. I think there's just really one action scene in the entire film. The only good thing I can say about this is that it's only about an hour and 40 minutes. And thank goodness for that.
Ooh, bad news.
Yeah, I think this might actually be kind of the anti-blockbuster in terms of superhero movies. This is a Fox movie, not a Disney Marvel movie. And I think that's kind of an important distinction. Disney does this stuff well, and I think the other studios don't do it quite as well. Sony really trashed the Spider-Man series. And I think this is an example of another studio taking a property like this and really wrecking it. The effects are terrible. I think the characters are very weird and grotesque and at worst, uninteresting. And I just thought the film was absolutely horrible. I was really surprised.
Let's just say the not quite Fantastic Four from Rafer and Kristen here. What on the podcast this week?
We have our full Joel Edgerton interview talking about The Gift, which is a terrific movie.
And he's a terrific character who's had a lot of interesting experiences as an Australian and growing up in the movies.
Oh, yeah. He's been in a lot of our favorite movies. He's been some of the best characters in movies. We also, Rafer and I were talking earlier about how much we just loved him as Tom in The Great Gatsby. But yeah. He's also been in, you know, Star Wars prequels. He's been in a ton of movies.
Well, it's all Edgerton on the podcast. Kristen Mines, our culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, who's a film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.